Hello.
Hey, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing well, busy. I actually was slated to call you. Have you and the customer, I know there's a lot of back and forth, have you guys put together an equipment list yet?
Which customer?
House of Gobby.
House party? No.
Yeah. They have not gone back to you.
No, I didn't talk to customers. Did you deal? Did you a day? Did you accept to the customer?
Yeah, I spoke to the customer yesterday. They said I thought they were working on a part of the order with you. I'm very confused.
So they are. Do you gonna loan to the customer?
Well, I thought they were working with you. Is Dale there by any chance?
Yeah, he's here.
Thanks.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Living the dream. I thought these guys were reaching out to you to do part of the equipment.
Yeah, he said that they haven't talked to us.
Oh, okay. Let me reach out to them. It's always fun that people put me in the middle, not you guys. What?
They never called us.
Okay. Let me figure out what's going on.
Okay, Ruben.
Yeah.
I have another customer. So, can you contact my customer?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to text me their phone number and I'll get on it?
Okay, I will. And how
Excellent.
about do you the when customer when the customer you the acceptor the loan and are we gonna get a the commission, right?
I'm sorry?
So we are from the extra the getter rebate or something, right?
No, not
Are you from the
necessarily.
rebate?
No. What I do is on these transactions, the reason the vendors work with me in Excel is I actually reduce our rates and our underwriting standards to get more of your customers approved. So we're actually lowering the standards to help get the customer approved, but we're not paying commission to you guys. Is that what you were expecting?
그거 커미션 받는지 알고 있었 아, 받는지 생각했던 그게 아니래. 커미션 받는 거 아니고 받는 거
그러면 what's the we are excel from the what's the rebate thing?
We don't pay a rebate. Our job is to get the customers approved. Where you that's what our role is within Excel is to get the customers approved. Not to we weren't we're actually not to pay rebates from what I understand.
Oh, I thought we are the in Excel the program,
Yeah.
you know the Excel program.
I know. Yeah, I know Excel.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. So we're
Yeah,
gonna get
I
a.
don't think I think like Excel where they want us to work is. I don't believe they want us to pay referrals. Dale, are you there? So our goal is it's not because we're a financing company. So basically, what our goal is to just like House of Galby is to push as many deals through. We actually price deals out much more competitively than a standard leasing company. I can actually take something out of my pocket and send you like a nice like a few hundred dollars, but to be honest, there's not much profit in these deals for us. The only thing that we do for the Excel dealers, and it's not the only thing, it's a huge thing, is that we actually make like to give you an idea, House of Galby, they're coming into us as like a startup restaurant because this is a new location with a new name. So traditionally, we're going to only give that customer like 30 or 40 grand, maybe 75. But because it comes from an Excel dealer, we're able to go a step above and beyond and get them exactly what they need. So that's really our role.
걔네들이 뭐 하는 사람들이냐면 리스팅 해주는데 일 그냥 혼자 손님이 다른 액션먼도 아니고 다른 데를 통해서 리스팅 컴퍼니를 가면 레이시 훨씬 더안 좋대. 우리가 엑셀 멤버이니까 우리 손님들한테만 특별한 레이트 그런 걸 주는 거래. 그런데 원하면 얘가 직접 자기 주머니에서 100불 아니면 200불을 준대, 아빠한테 원하면.
No, I don't want it. Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. We're just starting. So let me give this House of Galby guy to see what's going on so we can get this thing wrapped up. To be honest, I've worked my ass off for him. So let me call him and figure this out. With your other customer, what amount of funding are they looking for and what kind of business is it?
다른 분이면 얼만큼 funding 필요한 거예요?
I'm not sure. Just like I give to you information and you're gonna contact the customer.
You got it. I'll make it happen.
And also I have a question.
Sure.
그러므로 하우스로 가입을 좀 해주는 거죠.
아니 우리한테 그거를 받아야지 해주지.
네, 지난번 받았잖아. 지난번 줬지 벌써.
아니 다시 만들다고 왔잖아.
그거 지금 물어봐. 다시 새로 하냐 아니면 그걸로 쓰냐.
So he was wondering for the House of Galby.
Yeah.
They got one of those sales order a while ago, right?
A sale? Yeah, they got a quote. They sent me a quote. Yeah, correct.
But that can they use that to get the loan?
Use what? A quote? I don't understand.
Yeah, the quote.
So.
I give you
a the deal's kind of a mess, and what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to keep everyone happy without it kind of escalating. So the last place that I talked to the customer was that they were supposed to go back to you, and they were supposed to get, I think what we discussed is they were supposed to get some equipment from you to keep you guys happy and something from someone else. Because what they were saying to me was, they were saying, well, First Choice is telling us that they have to buy everything from us or nothing, which to me, I know you guys didn't say that. So the way it works is, you as the vendor, you send us an invoice. We look at the invoice, we make the contract for them based on that equipment. We list the equipment they're financing, you know, on the document. So they're going to sign a page that says, I'm financing this charbroiler and this freezer and this, you know, fryer and so on and so forth. We then pay you, the supplier, for that equipment. So no money goes to the customer is also looking for some cash, which is something separate. But when they send us a quote or invoice, we pay you. We don't give the money to them. We're paying you because you're the person that's sending the invoice. We pay the supplier.
You didn't get an invoice from us yet, right?
Correct. I did not. I got some quotes. What this customer needs to do is this customer needs to call you guys and figure out what they want to buy from you so I can make their contract because they don't have a signed equipment contract yet.
우리한테 사는 것만큼은 해준대. 우리한테 안 사는 아무것도 그냥 그래 좀 우리한테 아무것도 안
우리한테 아무것도 안 사는 못하고요.
그러니까 어디 해주냐고 다른 데서 커트션 다른 데서 인보이스 받아갖고 받은 거.
He wants to know if they get an invoice. So if they get an invoice from us, you fund them the amount that we put, right?
I'm sorry.
When we make an invoice and the price is there, the price is listed there, the loan comes for that amount, right?
Correct.
When they bring an invoice from a different company, do they get another loan like that as well or no?
Well, I think that was the whole issue where there was some bad blood, so I thought where we left it to keep everyone happy is they were telling me that first, this is like I'm the referee in a sense. They were telling me, First Choice is telling us that we can only buy from them. And I called you guys and you said, no, they can buy something from us and something from someone else. So if they want to buy, they should buy something from you, from what I understood, and then do whatever they want with the rest of the money. So yes, if they come to us with a second supplier, we would pay that second supplier, which is, that's okay by you, correct? This is not an all or nothing situation. Is that accurate?
그러니까 여기 그거 우리한테 그거 인보이스 받으면 너는 우리한테 산 만큼 주고 나머지는 다른 사람한테 주는데 인보이스를 가지고 오면 다른 식당 경비에서
근데 이 사람 우리한테 안 가져오는데? 안 가져올 건데?
그러니까
Yeah, so they
그게 아니면 우리한테 안 산다고
Yeah, the lady So he said that the lady said he's not gonna or they're not gonna buy anything from us
What?
So, Yeah, the lady told Richard that they're not going to get anything from us at all.
That's not the conversation I had with her son. Oh, God, I'm ready to walk away from this deal. This is kind of, ugh, God. Jesus. What can I do? All right, I'm just gonna call this guy John. I've had enough. It's nothing against you guys. I've been pushed to my limit. I'm not comfortable anymore. I'd rather they just leave us alone. We give them their money back and call it a day. I don't want to deal with this anymore.
No, I'm
a person. I can't play referee anymore. This is not fair to me. This is not fair to me. I don't want to be in the middle.
Yeah, so Richard said they told us they're not buying anything from us, so not gonna work with them at all, so I was just up to do whatever with them, but
no, yeah. let me call the customer. I'm sick of being put in the middle. This is not fair to me. I can only do my job. I can't play, you know, I'm the finance person, I'm not the referee. This is I don't like it when customers put me in the middle. I do not like this. I will not do business this way. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to piss you guys off, and I don't want you guys to feel like we're taking your business away. This is just not fair to me. So let me call this customer and figure out what's going on, and I will call you guys right back. I'm sorry. I hope you don't feel like I'm being frustrated. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to make everyone happy.
He said he's not going to work with the customer, and
I mean, let me reach out to the customer and you guys don't want to work with the customer anymore?
Yeah, he doesn't want to deal with the customer anymore.
Why not?
God, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, the woman told her she's never going to, she's like, there's no way she's going to buy from us anything, so.
Okay.
He says he just wants to cancel everything.
Well, you know, everyone says things. Everyone wants to puff out their chest. Let me call the customer, because I don't want you guys to think that we're trying to just take your business. I don't want to get that impression. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
We want you guys to feel like it's a relationship, and at the end of the day, I don't want you to have the impression. I know all you guys talk. The last thing I want you to do is, you know, go to other vendors and say, hey, well, these guys at Bank of Product don't care about us. And the reality is we do. It's just I'm being put in a very, very uncomfortable position. So let me reach out to the customer and figure this out, and I'm going to do my best. And can I come back to you a little later today to tell you what I find out?
Yeah, one second. Yeah, so she said that we used to use a different loaning company, but like now that we joined the Excel buying group, we're trying to use you guys.
Okay.
And so, bravo.
그러니까 지금은 이제 니들하고 일을 하는데 아빠가 소개시켰는데 소개시킨 사람이 우리한테 안 사면은 아빠가 그런 거 해결 잘 참.
Yeah, and so we're giving you all our customers that need loaning, but she says that. Like when the customers don't buy anything from us and you guys still do the loan for them, he doesn't like that.
Okay, you understand that I've done my, I never, A, that hasn't happened, but you understand how awkward this position is for me, correct?
Yeah.
There's a point where like I've got to stand up for myself. I'm not going to put myself in the middle. Your customer and you guys aren't getting along. There's massive allegations going back and forth. And I record all my phone calls because we have to. You're saying that your customer is asking you to do fraud, make fake invoices. Your customer is saying that you guys are threatening them. And everyone is trying to put me in the middle. And that's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to me. Now, the reality is, we haven't funded anything for this customer. And nothing's been done. But I hope you respect the fact that I'm trying to put your guys' needs first. And you can understand that there's only so much I can do, correct?
Yeah.
This is a highly awkward position for me. It's extremely awkward, and I'm trying to play nice. As far as I knew, the last time I spoke to the customer told me, I am buying $100,000 from Trust One, and I'm buying the rest from someone else. Now it's changed again. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're saying they're not buying anything from us.
Okay, so it's got there's something you and your customer just are you the customer and Richard are not getting along, correct?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Hi, I'm just trying to get.
I'm being put in, and
I
and so.
I thought I can reach you.
Okay.
But you have to, I hope you appreciate, I'm not trying to rush you off the phone. There's a flip side to this. Your customer signed an agreement with us, okay? That agreement lists you as a vendor, okay? So we don't have to do anything, all right? I don't have to let them fund the loan. I don't have to do anything. I can decide not to return their phone calls. I can decide, hey, look, pass this on to someone else. Can tell the customer, hey, this is what your contract says. Here's the flip side of it, though. I cannot legally force your customer not to reapply with us. So if I get into this huge hostile battle with your customer, all these customers will do is they'll just call our bank, call someone else who picks up the phone, and reapply. And if they reapply, I can't stop them from funding. I'm not legally allowed to call this customer and say, hey, look, you cannot do this loan. That's against the rules. It doesn't work that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what the most appropriate, but at the end of the day, no one's going to enter into transaction. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that 이사 그러니까 손님들이 그냥 안 좋으면 그냥 취소하고 다시 이 컴퍼니 또 어느 들어가서 이런 식으로 하는데.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like to me like you and your customer, or not you, Dale. You're obviously like the nicest person. I appreciate your help. It sounds like this relationship with your customer has turned very, very hostile. Is that correct?
Like sauce,
right?
Yeah. He says he didn't fight with them.
What?
He says he didn't fight with them.
But something bad is going on, correct? Here's my issue.
I'm sorry. She said, I'm so sorry. I can buy from your company.
From there.
Okay. Can you do me a favor, Dale?
Yeah.
This might go above my head. Can you send an email documenting your history with this customer, and I'm going to ask the customer to do the same?
Yeah.
Reason is, you told her how she money back here, so I said no. 그러니까 그렇게 된 거야. Reason is.
Yeah, so there was like no.
Hello?
Yeah, so he just said that.
By the way, I'm working on the customer on their cash loan approval. I'm not trying to hide anything, but I don't have to give them any money. But go ahead. Say that again.
She said, what are they? She said, sorry.
아니, 이유가 뭐냐면은, 돈을 받으면 우리한테 머니백을 자기한테 해주라고 하니까 아빠가 그렇게 안 된다고 하니까 이 아줌마 우리한테 안 사겠다고 그렇게 다른 데를 쓰기 위해서 그래서 안 사는 거라니까.
아,
그러니까 그것 때문에 이유가 그것 때문이야. 이유가.
이 사람도 네가 말한 걸 알고 있어.
응. 근데.
근데 반대편에서는 완전히 딴 거 말하잖아.
그러니까 이게 조금 얘기를 해. 그러니까 다른 데서 이 사람은 돈을 받아도 이 장비를 다 안 살 거야.
Yeah, I know. But that's their problem.
응, 그러니까 even 그 우리한테 안 사고 다른 데 사도 마찬가지야.
Yeah.
그러니까 그거라고 그것만 얘기해.
벌써 말했어 아까.
그 말을 안 했는데.
But he just said that the same thing we said last time, where it went bad when they asked for the money back. After we received the money, they asked for the cash back, and we said no. And that's when she started saying that she's not going to buy anything from us.
Okay, so and these are accusations. At the end of the day, I need you to send me, look, at the end of the day, look, here's the thing. I'm a person. And all that, here's the way that I feel. I feel like this is a complicated file, and this is a complex relationship. And I'm a person, I'm the most reasonable person you've ever met. I don't lose my cool, I'm very calm and collected because I deal with the situation. But you've got people's tempers flaring. And I've got, my job is not to say he said, she said. It's like when a customer comes to me and says, this vendor's charging me too much, there's a point where people will just try to push on me. So here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to send me an email that really recounts everything that this customer has asked you to do, why you don't want to do certain things with them, and then I will get the same from the customer. I can't deal with this right now. It's the end of our month, and we are slammed, but I will try to call the customer today and then hopefully sort this out tomorrow.
Okay.
At the same time, here's the thing. Let me kind of walk you to the side. I don't want you to feel I'm rushing you off the phone. I understand your point. Your point is, with no nonsense, hey, look, if I'm going to send you this customer, I don't want you to take them somewhere else because then you're making money, but I'm not making money. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect argument. But and 99 out of 100 times, no big deal. However, I do not have the power to stop your customer from reapplying. I cannot do that. And you have to understand, like, it's kind of like a customer coming to you and saying, you don't like the customer, right? Let's just say it's a customer that you don't like. But can you choose not to sell to a customer that walks into your doors legally? That's an iffy line. I'm not an attorney, but you know what I mean? There's a point where I can't stop someone from applying. I can't threaten anyone. I don't have that power. You know, if I go to the car dealer from Wells Fargo and I don't buy that car from that dealer and I apply from Wells Fargo, Wells Fargo can't come back to me and say, well, you can't get a loan from us because you didn't buy from that dealer. They can't do that. They're not allowed to. And I hope you understand that I'm being put in an extremely awkward position, but I'm doing my best to help you guys out. And at the end of the day, I want you guys to make money. I understand you're running a business. I understand you're trying to make money. And so that's my goal, to make you guys money. But nothing's been released. Nothing has been signed in terms of an actual equipment contract. This is news to me, so I'm going to go back to square one. But if you can shoot me an email, you've got my email, correct?
You may just see. Yeah.
Okay. Shoot me an email. Let me know, you know, shoot me an email. I'm going to do my best to sort this out. It's not going to be sorted out today. I can call the customer. But just, you know, no money's been released to the customer.
Okay.
Can you please help that every other deal is not this nasty? I'm about to lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. This is news to me, and I'm hopefully going to get this resolved for you guys, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. We'll find a solution. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.